So let's switch back into the majority of breast cancer, specifically ER positive, HER2 negative. And with that, I want to ask you specifically about one of the most important presentations we've seen in breast cancer in general at the last ASCO meeting, the plenary presentation of the TAILOR-X study. And to kind of get into that, I asked you to pull a patient from your practice and you have this 65-year-old lady. What happened there?
Well, it's very interesting. I saw her after TAILOR-X, which was good for her, because prior to TAILOR-X, I would have recommended chemotherapy to her. But 65-year-old, 3-centimeter, node negative, grade 2, ERPR both strongly positive, HER2 negative, but adverse features of lymphovascular invasion, and a Ki-67 that's somewhat worrisome at 20%. So this is a patient I have some concerns about. It's a larger cancer, it's more highly proliferative, and it's got LVI. And so I wanted to get a recurrence score to see where she was at, and it came back 24. Now, before the TAILOR-X, if someone was in the higher end of the intermediate range, I would have definitely recommended chemotherapy to this patient, probably docetaxel cyclophosphamide for 4 cycles. But the TAILOR-X data are very, very clear that in the postmenopausal woman with a recurrence score up to 25, there's no benefit from chemotherapy. So I felt very confident telling her that I'm not going to recommend chemotherapy to her. And so that was a real change. So she's receiving an aromatase inhibitor plus zoledronic acid. But that the TAILOR-X was critical in terms of, you know, my recommendation to this patient.
And just out of curiosity, she'd been premenopausal, what would you have done?
I would have recommended chemotherapy to her along with an LHRH agonist. We don't know in the premenopausal population, the TAILOR-X, particularly those between 16 and 25, whether chemotherapy was working because of a direct cytotoxic effect on the micrometastasis and or because of some ovarian suppression ablation. You know, we can't sort that out because chemotherapy in premenopausal women has a dual effect. It causes ovarian suppression ablation and it can directly kill micrometastatic disease. So we cannot sort that out. And so, you know, we don't know whether an LHRH agonist plus either tamoxifen or an AI, you know, more optimized endocrine therapy, because only 15% had an LHRH agonist, which is not optimal in your premenopausal population based on updated data from Soft and Text, you know. So the patients didn't get optimal endocrine therapy, and this may have made chemotherapy look better for them, basically. So we can't sort that out, Neil. So I would have treated the patient probably with 4 cycles of docetaxel cyclophosphamide as well as an LHRH agonist plus tamoxifen or an aromatase inhibitor.